Kim, the bag, please. Okay. So, here's where this tradition comes from. I believe that there is meaning in everything, that God speaks to us in all sorts of ways, and that we can find examples and instruction for life everywhere. And so, as a part of that, I think it's fun, usually on the Sunday after a holiday, to not write a sermon ahead of time and to make something happen here in worship with you. The Bible talks about everything. God addresses everything, including whatever's in here. So we're going to take a brief moment, and we will say a word of prayer. Then we'll open the bag. Kim, if I need any help or explanation, I'll ask you for it. And then I'm going to work on the sermon while we do the next few things. Sound like a deal? Marvelous. Let's pray. God, it is fun and exciting to spend time being creative, but it is all rooted in the fact that you are present in, with, and through all things. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for offering us wisdom and insight in each and every moment in every kind of way. Amen. And the item is, ooh, this will be fun. It's a pie server. Okay, I like it. It's on theme is what it is, right? Okay, great. I can work with that. And I'll see you guys in a few minutes. Well, this is actually my first Sunday ever doing two brown bag sermons on the same day. Usually, it's always been, we had one service, and when I was at, you know, previous church, I would just do it in the evening service. When I did these in college, it was just, you know, one service. And suddenly, this week, I was like, oh, I'm doing this twice. And there was a small glimmer of maybe the two objects will be close enough that I could just use the first sermon at the second service. Didn't happen today. We're going to start our conversation today with a small story from my childhood that actually came up at Thanksgiving just a couple days ago. There was a year my mom had been traveling right before Thanksgiving, arrived home, and while she was gone, my sister and I had made an apple pie from scratch. I was in a home ec class at the time, and I'd just learned how to make the crust and do the whole thing. So my sister and I made a pie, and we were so excited to share it and offer it. And then my mom got home, and she goes, oh, you guys bought a pie. And we said, no, we made it. And she thought we were joking. She was like, oh, of course you did. I know you bought the pie. No, we made it, Mom. Sure you did. And we went back and forth. She thought we were just not giving up on this joke. And we were like, no, we made this pie. Of course you did. But we sat there the entire dinner waiting to share it. Like, the rest of the meal did not matter anymore. Because we just wanted to share and serve this pie for everybody. That was our whole focus of Thanksgiving. The turkey didn't matter. The mashed potatoes with the corn mixed in, because it was the one day a year we could get away with mixing our food, that didn't matter anymore. It was all about getting to share and serve this pie, and that was all we wanted to. And then the time came, and there was the pie, and there was the pie server, and we got to cut and serve this pie that we were so proud of, that we worked so hard to make all by ourselves, and start serving it around the table. And one of the really unique things about this moment was, who could say no? Right? We made this pie ourselves, just for you. Do you want some? You try telling that 10-year-old no. I mean, seriously. And yet it's interesting, as I think about a scripture to bring into this conversation today, sometimes people do say no, and not just a pie. There's a story of a wonderful feast and a good meal being shared in the Gospel of Luke. Someone's talking about all this beautiful wonder and what the kingdom of God is like. And one of the guests who was seated at a meal with Jesus was listening to this conversation about God's kingdom and said, well, blessed is anyone who will eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then Jesus said to him, you know, someone gave a great dinner and invited many. At the time for the dinner that had arrived, he sent a servant to say to all those who have been invited, come now, for everything is ready. But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, I've bought a piece of land and I must go see it. Please accept my regrets. Another said, oh, I just bought new ox and I have to try them out. Please accept my regrets. Another said, oh, I just got married. I can't make it. So the servant returned and reported to his master, and the owner of the house who was going to throw the banquet became very angry and said to his servant, fine, go out into the streets, go out into the lanes of the town, bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, the lame, go get anyone. And the servant said, sir, what you have ordered has been done, and yet there's still room in the party. So the master said to the servant, go out into the roads and lanes and compel anyone you can find to come in so that my house may be filled. There's an interesting piece in that parable, because at the time there was a lot of, well, not just at the time, even today, so much zero-sum thinking, right? Like, there's only so much to go around. There's that whole my piece of the pie thing, right? We can only cut it so many ways. And so the idea of, no, there's room, there's more, bring in more people, doesn't mean folks get less. It means the bank will be more filled. There will be more opportunity to share and give, and that's a beautiful undertone in this parable. There's another piece that, just because it's a fun fact, at the time of this parable, when Jesus was speaking, the Jewish custom at the time was that there were always two invitations to a party. There was the first one announcing it was going to happen. And you would say yes or you would say no. Then the second invitation was when the party was ready. Everyone who said yes would receive another invitation. Michael, we know you said yes. It's time. One of the things that was so troubling in this parable is that there were people who said yes to the first invitation and then bailed. There might have been other people who said no to the first invitation. That wasn't a problem, because they'd said no. But to say yes and then not do what you said you were going to do was very, very problematic. There's an entire separate sermon just in that conversation about how we say we will live and do a certain thing and we don't. But I've already got like three other sermons to get to, so we're going there next. But I think about this. Jesus uses a lot of stories. I mean, one of the reasons I love these random objects turning into sermons is because it's what Jesus did. Right? So you'd be like, oh, look, a mustard seed. You know, the kingdom of God's like a mustard seed. Oh, look, someone's planting a garden. You know, the kingdom of God is like a garden. The kingdom of God is like a garden someone went to plant. Whatever was happening, Jesus would use it to remind people of what God's kingdom was like. Now, I do need to make sure to highlight for you, the kingdom of God is different than heaven. Sometimes they'll get conflated. Oh, the kingdom of heaven is like. The scriptures really use the phrase, the kingdom of God. Heaven being some sort of afterlife concept, the kingdom of God is a here and now experience. It is what is happening. When we pray the Lord's Prayer and say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that's God's kingdom on earth as God would have it. And Jesus was always trying to explain to people, this is what the kingdom is like. Because I don't see it all the time. I want to. It's here. It's now. But this is what it should be like. And so he would say, the kingdom of heaven is like a great banquet. Or as it is today, the kingdom of heaven is like a pie server. It's like a pie server. In God's kingdom, we are all nurtured and cared for as we are. The pie server is a very interesting tool. Sometimes it's called a cake shovel. Did you know that? Sometimes it's called a pie getter. I don't know what region of the country calls it that, but can we just name that a pie getter is a great name? What's that? The South, you think so? Okay, miss, I live in Florida. You would know, and we're good. My other one, crepe spade. Doesn't that sound classy? Could you please pass the crepe spade? But here's the thing. You ever tried to serve a pie without one of these things? Someone hands you a square spatula to get pie out, and you're like, well, we're all having cobbler, because it's going to be a giant mess. Right? They're like, oh, we don't have the pie server. Maybe you could use a fork. No, you cannot use a fork to serve pie. A pie is round. It has to be cut into the center, and it needs something that's the same shape to get the pie out. It's important. I say that having scrounged through many a church drawer looking for one when it's time. In God's kingdom, all of us are cared for and nurtured to exactly as we are. The idea that God looks at our unique individual shape as a human being, and I'm not talking about that physical shape. I'm talking about the shape of our souls. And that God looks upon us and says, I have exactly what it is to care for, nurture, and lift you up. That's what the kingdom of God is like. You know, in the kingdom of God, it is also like a pie server, because in the kingdom of God, all of us are equipped to serve and to offer. I remember that day we made that pie. The most exciting part wasn't eating it. After having made the pie, I would have thought I would have been most excited to eat it. But no, I was most excited to offer it, to share it, because I had something wonderful that I'd been a part of. I got to give to other people. In God's kingdom, it's like a pie server. I mean, our gifts, our talents, our unique capabilities. Oh, Elliot took a little walk. But like when we think about Elliot, you always hear this in the prayer at every baptism about how wonderful it is to watch someone become exactly who they're going to be. And our role as a congregation is to get to support and encourage that. How wonderful to know that each of us have something beautiful we bring into the world just by being us. There is no one else like you. and what you have is meant to be offered. And in this version of the parable slash metaphor, the church as a whole, in fact, this congregation, is supposed to be equipping you with a pie server. This would be the giveaway. If we'd planned this, we would have had a little plastic pie server for everybody to take home. Because in theory, that's what this congregation should do. There is something beautiful in who you are, and we as a church, as a congregation, as a community of people trying to live like Jesus, should look at one another and say, hey, I want you to go out and offer who you are to the world. That's what we do here when we're at our best. That's what it's about. It's about us looking at one another and saying, what you have is wonderful, and I want to help you share it and offer it. This is one of the blessings. But I think about those times we do sit and eat pie. It usually is a holiday in my house. I mean, we have pies around Thanksgiving. There's maybe some pie or cake, you know, with the cake server. There's special occasions, but these are times we get together to share a meal. And Jesus uses this example so many times over in our scriptures, not only the scripture in Luke today, but others, where Jesus says clearly, the kingdom of heaven is like a feast. And in today's parable, we hear clearly that there is a seat for everyone. And we get into this concept. I know a lot of times we're like, oh, you should come over. I mean, what's the first response? Oh, what can I bring? You ever notice that? I don't know if it's some sort of like Protestant, Puritan work ethic ingrained in who we are, but like, if you invite me over, I have to bring something. You're like, no, we have everything. Okay, well, what can I bring? No, no, we're all ready. Okay, then I'll bring wine or flowers, just because I have to show up with something, right? The kingdom of God is a place where we freely receive and don't have to bring anything. Did you hear it? Go get, just grab them, drag them inside so we can offer to them. You don't have to bring anything except yourself. This is God's kingdom. We need not bring anything except who we are to be cherished and loved. What we do need is to respond. We don't want to be like those who turn down the invitation due to random excuses of other priorities. And mind you, a couple of the things listed in that parable, I get it. I just bought something. I have to tend to it. The ox need to be fed, other things. Okay, sure. I just got married. Well, why did you say yes if you knew you were getting married? I feel like that should have been on your calendar. When we dig into this parable, what we find are folks who are given an invitation to something amazing. And all they had to do was say yes. And yet sometimes we find reasons to say no. And so today, as we consider what God's kingdom can be like, our invitation to be a part of, our invitation to offer something, not because we need to get in, but because we have something beautiful we want to share, as we think about all the ways life can be like a pie server, I invite you to share in what is being offered. And remember that there is enough for everyone. Amen.